Hi, I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You are listening to Perspectives in Healthcare. We are here today with Sarah Crowell. She is the Curry Community Health AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. So, Sarah, do you want to tell us a little bit about your position at Curry Community Health and what you've been up to?
Yeah, I am the, as you said, the AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer at Curry Community Health. This is actually my first month here in Curry County, so I'm very happy to be here. AmeriCorps VISTA is Volunteers in Service to America, so it's a one-year program that places volunteers in different organizations that work to alleviate poverty. So my position at Curry Community Health is to work on capacity building and different programs that work to alleviate poverty in the community.
Wow, that's really awesome. So where are you actually from then?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, cool. So you're from the Pacific Northwest.
I am.
Oh, cool. That's really cool. How do you like Curry County so far?
I love it. It is so beautiful here. I think it's the prettiest place I've ever been. So
prettier than Seattle?
It is. And oh my gosh, and it's sunny. I can't believe it. I haven't experienced a winter here yet.
Yeah.
But it's been great so far.
That's awesome. Well, welcome to our community. So we invited you here today specifically to talk about a health survey that you all are distributing right now, right? You want to tell us about that survey and why it's so important and why people should fill it out?
Yeah, so this community health survey is to get an idea of what health issues are important in Curry County. And it's a really unique opportunity because it allows us to get feedback on what are the most important issues for people living in Curry County and what are the resources that people think we need to address those health issues. And that conversation helps us as Curry Community Health make sure that the projects we're working on are the projects that are really identified by the community as being the most important.
Wow, cool. So this is really our opportunity to say to Curry Community Health the things that we really think are needed. And Curry Community Health is prepared to listen to that feedback and move in whatever direction that we as a community say we need.
Definitely. And we also, as public health, partner with a lot of other organizations, the hospitals in the area, the CCOs, the coordinated care organizations that work with Medicaid patients, All Care and Woe. And so this is a document that we share with all of our partners in the community. And so it helps them as well target their efforts towards what health issues are important to the community.
Wow, that's really cool. So it's part of this larger healthcare transformation that we keep hearing about on these podcasts with KCIW, this idea that the community holds the wisdom, right, that is necessary to help make these changes for us, right, rather than it coming from the top down, it comes from the people back to the organization. Where can people take the survey at?
So we have the survey online. There is a link on our Facebook page you can follow. If you go to Curry Community Health, search that on Facebook. There's a link to the online survey. And then you can also take it. We have paper surveys that are in all of our Curry Community Health offices. And then we also have them at other locations. I believe in Gold Beach, we have them at the public library. In Port Orford, we have them at the community co-op. And down here in Brookings, we have them at the Checo Activity Center.
Oh, yes. My favorite place.
Yes.
The Checo Activity Center. Yeah, we're really happy. So if you have any questions and you are stopping by the Checo Activity Center, you can pick up one of the community health surveys from us here at the Activity Center. You can also drop them off here. We're a drop-off spot for Curry Community Health as well, if you'd like to drop them off here. And we also have the little online little pieces of paper that you have that say take the survey. So if someone wants to come and grab one of these little nifty little sheets of paper as well, they could come and grab one. And people are eligible to win something, right?
Yes.
They could qualify to win a prize?
Yes. As a thank you to all of our participants, we are holding a sweepstakes. So you can win a $300 Raise gift card, a $300 Amazon gift card, or a 32-gigabyte iPad Mini 2. So we're running the survey throughout the month of June, and then on July 1st, we're going to be having drawings. So there will be three winners for the sweepstakes that get to choose choose their prize.
Oh, that's really cool. So one of the things that I've been asked in the last few days is I've been encouraging people to fill this out. It's anonymous, right?
Yes, it is.
But my question for you, and because a lot of people have asked me this, if it's anonymous, how are people going to find out if they won or not if the survey is anonymous?
So on the online version, after you complete the survey, you are given a link to a separate page. And that's where you enter your name and your contact information. So it's completely separate from the survey that you fill out. And then on the paper surveys, we have the survey entry on the last page, and we rip that off. So that's completely detached from all your answers. We put it in a separate pile. So we've gone through a lot to make sure that these surveys remain anonymous.
So you're not going to come back to me and find out the negative things that I wrote.
I promise we are not keeping track.
You don't
track.
Get a prize. That's awesome. No, and that's what I was explaining to people. But I know that people probably that are listening to this podcast might wonder how did that anonymity happens if you're offering prizes. But that's really cool that there's an incentive like that for people to take the survey.
Mm-hmm. And we definitely want to make sure people are comfortable sharing their opinions. We want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly about people's opinions on health here in Curry County, and if they have any suggestions, and we want to make sure people are comfortable mm-hmm. sharing that with us. So
yeah, absolutely. Because if we don't get to share what's not working, then how do we ever get to make it work? If we're all, those of us that, you're brand new to the community, but those of us that are from Curry County or have lived here for a while know there's a lot of things with healthcare that are broken in our county, and we're working really hard to come together and address those. And we're certainly grateful for Curry Community Health and everything that you all are doing. But it really does come from the community saying, here are the needs that we have. And I know that some of us have really been in particularly working with Aaron Porter and Jan Barker for mental health and addictions. And I see the transformation in the last couple of years in the mental health side of Curry Community Health. And I'm certainly grateful and want to give props just on this podcast for the mental health side being so open to feedback that it's really night and day difference from when I returned to my hometown 3 years ago, and just the amount of providers that are available and just accessibility. It's really cool to see that Curry Community Health cares so much. So please fill out this survey. You can find it's being shared all over Facebook, and you can pick it up at multiple locations, including the Chetco Activity Center. So Sarah, some of the people that are listening to the podcast might not have a little of the background on what Curry Community Health is and what Curry Community Health does. Would you tell us a little bit about Curry Community Health and their role in the community and how they came about?
Definitely. I've noticed from being out in the community that Curry Community Health sometimes gets confused with a lot of other organizations.
Yes.
So, yes, the names are very similar. So we are public health. So until about 2 years ago, Curry Community Health was actually with the county. And we split off and are now a nonprofit organization. And we offer integrated health services. So we provide clinical and medical care. We have three clinics, one in Gold Beach, one in Brookings, one in Port Orford. We also, as you said, offer mental and behavioral health services, as well as public health services. So we offer really comprehensive care. We serve all residents of Curry County, regardless of age and income.
That's awesome. So it's not just specifically for people who are low income. It's for the health of all Curry County.
Yes. A lot of our clients, especially those that come into the clinic, are on OHP, Oregon Health Plan. But we do serve all members of the county. And we also run WIC, Women, Infants, and Children. We run the school-based health center at Brookings Harbor High, which provides free immunizations and health care to students in the county. So we really are involved in a lot of other things, disaster preparedness, food safety. There's a lot that we cover. So it's a great organization to be a part of.
That's really awesome. So Sarah, one of the acronyms that I hear a lot in my volunteer work with the Community Advisory Council for All Care is CHA, which stands for Community Health Assessment. Would you explain to us Curry Community Health's role in the Community Health Assessment and why that's important?
So the Community Health Assessment is really important because it allows us basically to assess the health of the community and to get that feedback from the community itself. So the Community Health Assessment is basically a document where we take the information from these surveys that we've been talking about, and we also hold community meetings, which we will actually be holding in July. We can maybe discuss that later. And we get feedback from the community. We share what we found during the survey, and then we talk about possible solutions with the community itself. And then that allows us to then go back and put together a document, pull in state data, federal data, and kind of have a comprehensive document to share with all of our partners and the community as a whole to make sure that we are really putting our efforts towards what health issues are important in Curry County.
Oh, that's cool. So when are these, do you know when, have you set the dates for the July meetings yet?
We have. So we will be having three meetings. Everyone is encouraged to attend. They are going to be the 12th, 13th, and 14th of July. So we have the first one on the 12th of July at the Port Orford Library, and that's from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on July 13th, we have our Gold Beach meeting at the OSU Extension Office. That's also from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on July 14th, we are having our Brookings meeting here at the Checo Activity Center, 5:30 to 7:30.
That's awesome. And these are open to anyone in Curry County. So like if I wanted to go up and spend the evening in Gold Beach, I could totally do that and go to the one in Gold Beach as well.
Definitely. It's open to anyone who's interested or has something to say about the health of the community. And we welcome everyone. We'll be having food and possibly prizes. We haven't decided yet.
So when the last community health assessment was done, did you want to share with us maybe what some of the results of that community health assessment were?
So from the 2013 community health assessment that was done, there was a few important health issues that were identified. One of them was tobacco use. And as a result of that being identified, we now have a tobacco prevention position at Curry Community Health that works on coordinating classes with WOE, one of the CCOs in the area. Before this position was created as a result of the CHA, people only had access to a quit line, and now there are classes for people that are interested in stopping smoking.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal, right? Because one of the things, the feedback that we'd given them from all these community advisory councils around the state is having this 1-800 number quit line was great, but that's not really like you're talking to like an 800 number. You're not like really with a real person. And actually having the classes where people could have that one-on-one interaction was something a lot of us on the advisory councils around the state pushed for, because we knew that the quit line was a step in a direction, but actually having the classes was even more important.
Yeah, and that's a great example of how, you know, community opinion really does shape the policies and the programs that we're able to provide. Another example, in the 2013 community health assessment, chronic disease was identified as a big issue in the community. And we now have Living Well classes. They are classes that teach people how to manage chronic diseases. So we have a focus on diabetes and hypertension. But the skills that people learn in these classes are really applicable to a wide range of chronic diseases. And that's something else that's come out of the last health assessment.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. That's really awesome. So what has been the best result of the last community health assessment?
I definitely think the best thing that came out of the last community health assessment was definitely the partnerships we've been able to form the community health assessment is a really collaborative process. It allows us to partner with hospitals, medical providers, the CCOs, All Care and Woe, and most importantly, community members that are willing to give their feedback to us, and allows us to provide more comprehensive and integrated services.
Awesome. That's really cool. So one of the things that is being addressed with this larger scope of healthcare transformation is the social determinants of health. Where we live, work, and play matters. And we've been hearing a lot of that lately with the talk about blue zones in our community and with All Care's work in the community. Do you want to tell us maybe, Sarah, from your perspective, why the social determinants of health are so important and why the communities that we live in, the health of those communities plays a big role in our wellness?
Definitely. A lot of people, when they think about health, they think about medical services and clinical services and doctor's offices. And the social determinants of health are often not talked about or not addressed, even though, as you said, health is more than just not being sick. You know, health is about the environment we're in, the culture we're in, the resources we have. And when we talk about what it means to be a healthy community, to have this holistic view of, it's not just about individual behaviors. It's not just about government policy. It's not just about where we live. It's sort of, it's all of those things combined.
That's a really good way of saying it. It is all of those things combined. That's really well put. So, Sarah, as we come to the end of the podcast, is there anything else that you would like to leave our listeners with about why this is a really important survey for them to take?
Definitely. This is a really important survey because it gives the community an opportunity to have their voices be heard. And we really encourage people to take the survey and also to come down to the community meetings. If you have a strong opinion about a service you think should be provided, if you're passionate about, say, early childhood education or food security, or, you know, you believe that affordable housing is a big issue here, anything that you are passionate about or have an opinion on in terms of health, we want to hear that. And we really appreciate everyone taking the time to take the survey and make our community a healthier place.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah, so much for being here with me today. We really appreciate you being here. Could you tell our listeners one more time about the community meetings and where they could visit those community meetings and make their feedback heard, and also where they could find the survey online or in person?
Yes, online. You can go on Facebook and look at our Facebook page, Curry Community Health. At the top of the page, there will be a link to the survey. And if you'd like to take the survey in person, you can do so at any Curry Community Health office. If you're in Brookings, you can take it at the CHEDCO Activity Center, in Port Orford at the co-op, and in Gold Beach at the public library.
Awesome. And the community meetings one more time.
And the community meetings. We are holding our Port Orford community meeting on the 12th of July at the Port Orford Library. That is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. In Gold Beach, we're holding it at the OSU Extension Office. That's also 5:30 to 7:30. And on the 14th of July, we'll be holding it in Brookings at the CHEDCO Activity Center. The same time, 5:30 to 7:30.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being here today. We've been here today for Perspectives in Healthcare with Sarah Crowell from Curry Community Health. She is the AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. We're very grateful, Sarah, that you're in our community and you're helping to disseminate this survey. And thank you for joining us today. Please take the survey. We'll attach the link to the survey to this podcast. And you can also pick up paper copies at the places that Sarah listed. We also will attach a list of the community meetings to this podcast so you can come and attend and make your voice heard. That is one of the biggest ways that we will transform the healthcare of all Oregonians. And We have been here today with Sarah Crowell from Curry Community Health. She is the AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. We thank you so much, Sarah, for all the work you're doing in our community to get this survey out. And we thank you all for participating in healthcare transformation here in this great state of Oregon. The survey link will be attached to this podcast, as will the dates for the community meeting. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to Perspectives in Healthcare, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. You can help support KCIW by volunteering your time or contributing to our capital campaign. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.
If you are an Oregon Health Plan member, your local Community Advisory Council wants to hear from you.
I got involved because it allowed me to give back to the community.
The member voice is a key part of us understanding what people need.
My wife and I are both disabled. We wanted to become advocates for ourselves.
I wanted to be a voice for OHP members and serve as a voice for the Latino community.
Join the conversation. Contact your local coordinated care organization today.